Howdy, folks. You know, when a husband puts money in the bank and his wife draws it out, that's what's called a joint checking account. This is Pat Buttram for delicious double mint chewing gum with just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, just entertainment. And, well, summer's gone and autumn's here. This shouldn't surprise anybody because, well, that's the way the seasons have been rotating ever since I can remember, you know. You can always tell when autumn's here, though, because that's when you realize you forgot to send your top coat to the cleaner last summer. You know? Yeah, fall is a time when you can start leaving the butter out of the icebox, so it'll be spreading soft for breakfast, you know. And it's the time of year when you wake up shivering in the middle of the night and remember the extra blankets are still packed away in mothballs someplace. And fall's when you wish you hadn't put the screens in last spring because now you gotta take them all out again. And you know fall's here when the old man pokes his head out of the bathroom door and hollers, "Honey, do you remember where you hid my long underwear?" I guess autumn, though, is my best season. Leastwise, I've been called a fall guy often enough. Oh, well, how about some music here? Here's Paula Richards, the Halloran Quartet, singing a gay ranchero.
A gay ranchero,
olé!
Caballero,
olé!
Can always find someone to pet. A señorita,
ha-ha!
A sweet papita,
ha-ha!
Other loves will soon forget.
If he's insistent and she's not distant, the señorita will confess.
Her gay ranchero,
her caballero, need only ask and she'll say yes.
Soon there'll be a fiesta with a blushing bride and a gay ranchero standing by her side. If they find the promise that they have in store, they'll be counting little chicos by the score.
He's insistent, and she's not distant. The señorita will confess.
Her gay ranchero, her caballero, need only ask, and she'll say yes.
Gay ranchero, can always find some lovely one to pet.
You know, there's one thing about autumn, though. Everything seems to taste better, including, of course, delicious double mint chewing gum. Of course, that's just our imagination, because, well, double mint always tastes wonderful every day of the year. And it's the easiest thing in the world to enjoy double mint often, to carry a pack with you and just plunk a stick in your mouth anytime you like. The effort's a slight. It isn't even worth mentioning. But I'll tell you, when you need that double mint for a special help of some kind, well, by golly, that is worth mentioning. Like, suppose your mouth's dry and uncomfortable. Well, you chew some double mint, and boy, how it refreshes you. Cools your mouth, you know, makes it moist and comfortable again, and relieves that thirsty sensation that so often isn't real thirst at all. Yes, sir, I'll tell you, it's sure worthwhile to carry some double mint wherever you go, and you'll always enjoy it. Well, for their special number today, the boys of the quartet, I don't know why I keep calling them boys, they're going to sing Mandy Lee.
Mandy Lee, I love you, deed. I do, my Mandy Lee. Your eyes, they shine like diamonds, love to me, oh, love to me. Seems as though my heart would break without you, Mandy Lee. 'Cause I love you, Mandy, deed I do. My Mandy, how I love you, Mandy Lee, I love you, deed I do, my Mandy Lee. Your eyes, they shine like diamonds, love to me, like diamonds, love to me. Seems as though my heart would break without you, Mandy Lee. I love you, Mandy, deed I do. My Mandy, how I love my Mandy Lee.
My Mandy.
Oh, that is mighty nice. You know, when I was back home this summer, I was over at the county clerk's office one day, just flapping my tonsils with some old schoolmates there who they're now retired into politics, you know. And who should walk in but the widow Puffer's youngest boy. Precocious Puffer is his name. And he said he wanted to change the name of the girl on the wedding license that he'd got the day before there. He changed his mind, and the clerk said, well, sure, Precocious, you can change the name if you want to, but it'll cost you $2 extra. And Precocious scratched his head a minute, and he says, well, never mind, I'll just go ahead and marry Mary. It ain't worth the difference. You know? You run into folks like that once in a while. You know, folks that they don't see much difference in things, like chewing gum. But there is a difference, a big difference. And you folks that chew double mint, you can be real proud of yourselves. You sure know how to pick chewing gum, because you're getting the finest quality in double mint. It's top quality. So it gives you full chewing satisfaction, and it's smooth and, you know, easy and good to sink your teeth into. And that double mint flavor, that's the one and only taste of its kind. It's so good and so refreshing. So you keep right on buying that fine double mint chewing gum, will you? You couldn't do better, believe me. Well, there's that music again, the music that means it's time for our Buttram bonus. And what a bonus today. I'm going to talk about a big problem facing us now. Whether or not to start wearing your old raccoon coat again. Yeah, they are bringing them back. I figured that when Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians shed their raccoons in favor of sport coats, that we'd seen the last of those furry wrappers, but there's always somebody digging up our mistakes, and there's always plenty of us who will wear anything the fashion dictators tell us to, you know. But now the trouble with reviving raccoon coats is, this could start a trend. First thing you know, they'd bring back hoop skirts. And wouldn't that be something in revolving doors now? And bustles, they might come back. backed is the right word for them, you know. But you know, some of those, these city women, they complain about hard stools at cocktail bars. Well, Bustles might be just the cushion they're looking for, you know. And, how about the styles before zippers was invented, you know, when women wore dresses with about 2 dozen little bitty buttons up the back? A girl, to get buttoned up had to have a helping hand husband or be a contortionist. Yes, sir, I'll tell you, it's not just the raccoon coats that's worrying me. The raccoon coat is probably just a trial run, you know, to see how many old styles we'd stand for. And besides, it'd be real disconcerting to the raccoons, I think. Well, that's our Buttram bonus for today. And now Paula Richards' contribution to culture today is Remember.
Remember the night you said, I love you. Remember, you bowed by all the stars above you.
Remember that song. That's a nice one. Before we adjourn today's meeting, I want you to remember that you can't enjoy a delicious double mint chewing gum if you don't have any. So if your supply is running low, you get a package or two right soon, will you? That way you'll be sure of a cool, refreshing mouth. Besides all the other helpful benefits that chewing double mint means for you. Well, this is Pat Buttram, and remember that the worst tumble any man can have is when he falls over his own bluff. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.